Unit 7. Cultural Relics. Listening. Listen to the description of the three cultural sites. Complete the map each site based on what you hear on the tape and the importance of the sites and what is being done to protect them. 1.
We are standing in front of the main building of the palace. The palace is called the Winter Palace. On the left, there is a statue of a horse. On the right, there isn't. The main building is in the center.
Why is it important?
This site is important because it tells us about how people lived in the past.
What steps have you taken?
Visitors are not allowed to go inside the house. Instead, they can walk around the house and look at the park behind it. There is also a small museum. Look at pictures of the inside of the house.
2. We are standing in front of the Sunshine Temple. This beautiful temple stands between a lake and a mountain. The temple is an important part of our history. Many important things happened here, and many poems have been written about the temple. Water from the lake is destroying the temple. We are trying to save the temple by building. We will also move some of the things in the temple to the new museum that is being built between the mountain and the village. 3.
Mount Lushan is one of the most beautiful places in China. The mountain is an important part of China's history. People come here to look at the beautiful mountains and waterfalls. Over here, between Red Sun Mountain and the lake, is the Blue Waterfall, one of the biggest in Lushan. Between the lake and the village is the Moon Tower, where people can go look at the moon and the stars at night. There are too many cars in Lushan, and the air is becoming polluted. We are trying to limit the number of cars on the mountain and try to use more buses.
Reading. A City of Heroes. Where there is a river, there is a city. Perhaps this is not always true, but it is true that many of the world's greatest cities have been built on the banks of a river. The Neva River flows through the center of St. Petersburg in Russia. 300 years ago, the Russian Tsar, Peter the Great, came here and built a new capital, St. Petersburg. Peter the Great, like his country, was strong and proud. Many great palaces were built during his lifetime. The palaces were large and beautiful, and they often looked like something out of a fairy tale. St. Petersburg has also been the center of many important events in history. In 1941, the Germans tried to destroy the city. It was under attack for 900 days, but the people of the city never gave in. The Germans burned many of the palaces as they left. St. Petersburg was almost in ruins. Fires burned everywhere. Buildings were destroyed, and paintings and statues lay in pieces on the ground. Restoring the city and its cultural relics seemed impossible. But the people of this great city would not give up. We will not let our history and culture be destroyed. and we will do everything we can to save our city. When the Nazis had gone, the people of St. Petersburg began rebuilding the city. Pieces of the palaces that had been hidden before the Nazis came could now be used to rebuild the city and its culture. It was not easy. Painters and workers had to be very careful when they were trying to bring the city back to life. It was difficult to save the palaces and buildings without beauty. With the help of old paintings and photographs, the people of St. Petersburg were able to bring back the beauty of their culture and history. Now, after years of hard work, parts of statues have been put back together. Pieces have been replaced. Old paintings, including a portrait of Peter the Great, which was found in the snow outside St. Petersburg, have been carefully recreated. And the old palaces have been made as wonderful as in the past. Today, Peter the Great on his bronze horse can once again look out over the city he built. Like their hero Peter, the people of St. Petersburg have shown that dreams can come true. Strong, proud, and united, the people of St. Petersburg are the modern heroes of Russia. Integrating skills. Reading and writing.
Dear Editor, I live in Paris, France. There is a famous site called the Chauvet Caves. I am very worried about it because some of the cave paintings have been destroyed by air pollution. No, the pollution does not come from cars or factories, but from human beings. Thousands of tourists visit the caves every year. And we should build a website where people can look at the pictures and paintings. Yours sincerely, Sophie.
Words and Expressions, Unit 7. Cultural. Relic. Pyramid. Egypt. Stonehenge. Statue. Capsule. Represent. Include. Neva. St. Petersburg. Tsar. Fairy tale. Give in. Ruin. In ruins. Burn. Burnt. Burned. Restore. Nazi. Rebuild. Bring back to life. Beauty. Photograph. Portrait. Recreate. Bronze. Unite. Artist. Period. Vase. Pull down. Stone. Catherine. Damage. Set up. Website. Ancient. Project. Brick. Dynasty. Official. Chauvet. Cave. The Chauvet Caves. Pollution. Carbon. Dioxide. Carbon dioxide. Sincerely.